Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know when you've been with your partner for so long that you think you know absolutely everything about them? Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I met my husband when I was 19 years old. And I figured at this point, I've known everything about him. Mm. Next year, we're going to be celebrating 20 years of marriage.
Wow.
Right? Yep.
That's a big deal, huh?
It's a long time.
Big number.
We got married young and we've been together and we've grown up together. So imagine my surprise when we're watching the Olympics and casually he brings something up and I was just slowly turned my head. It was like, what? Listen to this.
So tell me how you found out you were in gifted and talented gym.
Used to go to a special gym class once a week and play games and learn how to use like the stopwatch, the old school, the real one, not this digital stuff.
And what grade were you in?
Like second or third grade.
And they said to you, we have chosen you as gifted and talented gym. And you were like, yeah, I'm an athlete.
Yeah, just like, you know, people that were in gifted and talented art or music. I was in gifted and talented gym.
Have you ever heard of anything like this before?
I mean, he had to be something. He had to have the prowess. They must have seen it in him.
That just sounds
for
like
them, you know, first grade to be teaching him how to use a stopwatch.
I have a theory. I have a theory. Anna, do you remember how you told me that your mother-in-law once told your husband that he was allergic to chocolate until he was like 16 years old?
It's true.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So that happened. Is it possible that when your husband was a young boy, his mother told him that he was in gifted and talented gym because she wanted to like raise his self-esteem?
Was he a disruptor? Maybe they took him out of the class because they were like, he needs to go run around?
That's good, too. That's a good one, yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds like a class they just send the kids who are being bad to.
No.
Right, because when I was a para in an elementary school, some kids had to be taken out of class so they could have like a little bit of spatial time, like a little bit of sensory
time. Yeah, you tell them
special time. You know what I mean? To run around.
Special.
No. So here's the thing is like, he swears that this was a real thing and that for years while he was in elementary school, he was in gifted and talented gym, that they would pull them out once a week, him and all the other athletic children, and that they would go and have their own class.
I mean, it sounds crazy, right? But he is, you know,
he's a college football player. He's an
athletic guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds to me like it's like a movie. It's like Red Sparrow or Salt, where they're training like people to be like superhumans or whatever. Are you sure he's not a spy?
Well, then
Are you sure?
I asked them the next most logical thing.
Yeah.
What happened to all the people that weren't selected? Do they feel left out? Because, you know, I was always the last picked for teams. And nobody ever wanted me to be on their team.
I don't know, because I was gifted and talented gym.
He never looked back.
Who cares about those kids?
Losers.
He never looked back.
Well, I don't know about what you losers did back in the classroom.
He probably
learned math.
I saved you. It's been 20 years. What do I owe the world?
Oh, yeah. Nerds. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, but like, there's something to be said about being in gifted and talented anything. Like, when you think that you believe it, when you're that young, like, maybe that's what made him such an athlete. Now, here's my 15-year-old. My 15-year-old Hayden is listening to this entire conversation. He's like, why aren't you at the Olympics, Dad? If you're in gifted and Olympic gym, why?
Right.
She goes, why'd you only play college football? Why didn't you go to the NFL?
Poor guy.
And he was just like, I don't know. I wasn't that good after that.
Wasn't gifted enough.
He wasn't. Nope.
Oh.
Oh, now sorry, babe. Now you're just in mediocre gym with the rest of us.
It's so nice that he did like his public outreach though and married you, who was not in gifted and talented gym.
Dork.
And spent 20 years, you know, raising you guys.
Yeah, he was like, you're a loser, Anna. Everybody wanted me on their team.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/drivertech. Paid for by NHTSA.